As the old late session saying goes, bills are dying. That's the case with an alimony reform bill sent to the House floor today. Its Senate sponsor is declaring it dead in the water, but its House sponsor is holding on to hope.
One thing I've learned since filing this bill is everyone has an opinion about alimony.
Pensacola Republican Representative Alex Andrade's bill cleared all its stops in the House, each time getting heaps of fiery debate and public testimony. This week's hearing in the Judiciary Committee was no different.
My only source of funds is disability, but pay $30,000 a year in permanent alimony.
The only reason alimony payers can't retire with dignity is of their own making.
They will become dependent, and there's no reason for them to want to try to get a job.
Women are drastically suffering economically following divorce.
Andrade's bill would prioritize the short-term bridge-the-gap alimony system in lieu of lifetime payments to an ex-spouse. He says it's something judges have asked for.
We've had district courts, circuit courts, judges from every level say that they want more guidelines so that they can help parties come to the table and settle and save both parties from what's going to potentially be one of the most harmful experiences of their life.
The proposal also places caps on the two other forms of alimony in Florida: rehabilitative alimony, which is meant to be temporary support to help the receiving party get financially stable, would be limited to 5 years. Durational alimony, a more long-term version meant for dependent ex-spouses, would be capped at half the length of the marriage. But the debate this session is likely all for naught. Senator Kelly Stargell's alimony bill never took off in her chamber. She told the News Service of Florida this week that makes the bill's success a near impossibility. The legislature has tried its hand at alimony reform for years, unsuccessfully, sometimes at the stroke of a veto pen, and Stargell has carried the bill before. But on Andrade's first try, he's remaining optimistic as it heads to the House floor.
I'm new here. This is only my second session, so I would just have to have that maybe potentially naive optimism of never say never as far as what might be successful in the last 2 weeks of sessions as far as policy bills go.
Though the Senate could adopt Andrade's House bill, it seems unlikely, judging by Senator Stargell's comments. Andrade says he hasn't spoken directly to Stargell about it or been in on leadership-level conversations about bills in the session's final weeks.
People in leadership in both of the chambers are discussing what will and will not. As a freshman legislator, you're not always privy to those conversations.
Stargell told the News Service of Florida she intends to keep working on the bill for next year. Andrade's got two significant amendments as it was workshopped in the House. If it's not successful this year, Andrade says he'll be filing it again.
If for whatever reason it doesn't, I enjoyed this so much and I'm so passionate about it now that I'd look forward to running it again next year if that were the case.
Florida last updated its laws concerning alimony a decade ago when Bridge the Gap Alimony, which Andrade's bill prioritizes, was introduced. I'm Ryan Daly.